This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at. Where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that. Where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality.
I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering.
You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this. And let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat, or on the feet. That's my life: sequences and numbers. Nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
And a lot of times, you have to learn to perform without motivation. You have to learn to perform without purpose. You have to learn to perform a lot of different things, and that's what people think. They think I need to have this motivation to work out, to study, to be better. And that's where you fail. You have to learn to train your mind well beyond motivation. If you have motivation, that's great. That's some kindling to the fire. But motivation, you have to learn to exist without it. You have to learn to be, you have to be your best self when you're least motivated. Motivation is just a word. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you want to go and know that motivation is not going to get me there.
Don't take today off. Today. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed.
I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're going to figure it out.
It'll find a way.
Because he is not going to stop.
the desire to rest was just weakness. It was just the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the easy path. And by simply going through the motions, you overcame that path. And you stayed on the righteous path, the disciplined path. You stayed on the war path, which is right where you know
I found peace on the opposite end of finding myself. And no one really finds themselves without going through trials, tribulations, suffering, accountability.
A lot of people can give up. It's easy to give up.
You know,
Easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going... Yo, yesterday, I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
If you give up on your dreams, what do you have left? Nothing. I can't live that way.
When you quit, your mind says, we're done. So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion when you quit. This sucks. I'm drowning. I'm miserable. I'm suffering. I'm broken. But I'm not going anywhere. What happens to your mind is it does this.
I had two options. To either be that 300-pound guy who sprayed for cockroaches and made $1,000 a month, and at 24 years old, knowing I can reflect on this and think about what guy I never became, or I can totally just sack it up and fail and fail and fail until I succeed.
You are your own worst enemy. You waste precious time dreaming of the future instead of engaging in the present. Since nothing seems urgent to you, you're only half involved in what you do. You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
I love this question, which is, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one, the bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do. Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all. And you can keep walking through it.
When you make mistakes, they add up. They add up. One mistake compounds and leads to another, which leads to another, and they can lead you to a downward spiral of destruction. You know what else adds up? The positive things, the good moves, the small sacrifices that you make to do things right. One day in the gym.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
One day in the gym is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person.
It's 44 degrees, and it's nice and rainy outside. But no one cares about that. It's not about the rain. It's what the rain represents. Life is always giving you a test, trying to give you a way out, trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you, it's your responsibility to find your new 100%. Take it upon yourself to do that. Stay hard.
Talent? I don't believe in talent. Well, some people, they have talent. That's, it's good. It helps when you have talent. As long as you have a lot of determination and willpower, that's all you need. And you have to have the will to win.
Why do we think that way? Why are we always thinking about the fears, the worst case scenario? All we do is put all that energy in there. Why don't we put the energy into the dreams that can be? The reason why you're doing that, if you are putting all that time and effort into fears instead of your dreams, is because you're not doing this enough. You're not in here killing yourself enough. You're not working hard enough. You're not studying hard enough. You're not burning the midnight oil every night, which prevents you from staying awake in the midnight hours later in life wondering what it could have been. It's free. You don't need to shoot up for it. You don't need to snort it. You sweat for it. And then when you leave here, it's an abdominal will. It's like just been nurtured. You don't think about second place. You think about first and then the legacy.
It's every day of your life just doing. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I said, maybe at the end of this journey, there'll be something there for me. If not, I can read. Just do. You're living. How do you want to live? How do you want to die? That's it. That's it. Period.
I go into suffering every day. Every day, suffering, being broken, duct taping my feet up, stress fracture, shin splints, being broken. This is my new norm. And your mind says, if we're not broken, this ain't normal. We gotta be broken. So then your mind starts to get tougher and tougher.
But if you want something bad enough, if you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something. I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself. That's what it takes. To do anything successfully in life, you've gotta want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be.
I know I'm going to do it. That's the haunting part. It's going to happen. It has to happen. And that's a fact. There's no get out of jail free card, bro. None. That is a life that I don't know. I don't have that. I'm not good enough, smart enough. I'm not talented enough to do that. Some people are. Some people can start at one. Some people don't have to start at all. If you lack talent, you can't sit back and say, I'll start in half an hour. I can't do that. I gotta start now. And then after I get back from starting, I gotta start again. And then when I get done with that run or that study session, if it wasn't good enough, I gotta go back again. Because repetition is what taught me everything. So you can honestly outwork anything.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcomes. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'ma do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were gonna get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become? And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you wanna acquire, right? Change expectation for appreciation. Extract the lessons and the blessings from the situations that didn't turn out the way you wanted them to turn out. But most importantly, man, approach it and eliminate the outcome. Right? Just go for it. Work. Go to work.
Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
It could have been great.
And I have a saying, interested people watch obsessed people change the world. Everyone talks about maximizing their time. Kobe and I were interested in maximizing his focus. When you maximize your focus, it gave us more. It gave us more time.
This isn't a hack. This has to be in you. Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. But if you don't have a little flame, you know, just that, just barely, you're done. I can't light it for you. You don't want it. And that's the harsh reality. This is your new life. Take it or leave it. There's no happiness about it. There's no peace behind it. It sucks. You have to envision something that is more powerful than you. Something has to get you out of bed. And you have to create it. It has to be false because you're not it. So you have to create a false reality to live in that just to get to work on yourself.
My philosophy is, why be normal when you can be the best? I don't want to be normal. I want to make the difference. So everything I do, I want to make the difference. Because when I make the difference, I'm the best. And that is not arrogance. That is confidence.
But he was saying that if you're an underdog, man, the beauty of being someone who has to go through struggle, the beauty, because you get that. If there's no struggle, then it's nothing. There's no journey. There's no journey. You know, you get to make that magic, man. You get to be the story.
I don't care who you are, how much money you have, what you have going on. When you get out of bed every day, life is standing right there to punch you in the mouth. And you have to overcome all these different struggles in life every day.
Right.
I actually love when adversity is thrown at me and I have to deal with this stuff.
The most important conversation is the one you have with yourself. You wake up with it, you walk around with it, you go to bed with it. Eventually, you're going to act on it, whether you're good or bad. You have to look in that mirror and know this. There's so much more in here, man. Because I can literally right now be a 300-pound guy spraying for cockroaches. Still to this day, if I did not look in that mirror and say, there has to be more to this. This can't be it. And then willing to go into it, dive deep into it, and give all I have to find it.
First thing is, identify with what you love. And once you love it, hone in on that thing until you can master it to the point where people can identify that there's no questioning your love for it. Once you love it to the point where your actions speak louder than anything you could say about how much you love it, that is always the root of whatever success is preordained or destined to come to you, no matter what it is that you choose to do. What is actually going to create the revenue is that you're not doing it from a place of trying to generate the revenue. So it's not about the money for you. You're fulfilling something in your soul, in your body. There's a feeling that even the money can't give you. There's people that have this money and they still can't find that feeling, man. And there's nothing like it.
Whenever you think you can't, the confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence.
If right now, whoever's listening to this, if you wrote a book right now about your life and you gave it to someone, would it change their life for the better? If not, yeah, get to work.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.